Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, VP candidate Tim Walz gets his turn in the big spotlight. We've got a live DNC preview, but first, the brother of General Hospital star Johnny Wacker says he was shocked and thrilled when he learned that police arrested four suspects in the case. Johnny Wacker walked up to his car while thieves were trying to steal his catalytic converter. One of the men allegedly shot and killed him. John Baird talked to Lance Wacker. It's a KNX News exclusive.
You know, I've talked to many people about this, and the thing that I can't shake is there was really no reason to shoot anybody. He could have even just pointed the gun and said, back off. No reason to shoot whatsoever.
So it doesn't really make any sense, but people that live that life don't make sense to me. Because that's a scary thing to walk up on and realize, you know, you're being robbed. Like, your initial reaction is probably going to be fear. I don't care who you are when you're startled like that, and you know.
Do you look at the four of them any differently? Because I often wonder if people are out together, they commit a crime, one of them shoots somebody, they jump back in the car, and I'm thinking, why did you do that? I'm going to go to prison the rest of my life. Do you look at them differently, or do you think, nope, they all should be behind bars for the rest of their lives?
I would probably vary on that question, depending on who I was connected with. You know, when it's my brother, you're damn right I expect, you know, all these guys to go to jail for the rest of their life. I understand that only one person pulled the trigger, but I do believe that all of these guys are violent offenders. And so I think if it just depends on who had the gun on any given night.
He says he wishes the DA had filed gang enhancements against them so that they would be facing longer sentences. An anonymous tip led Irvine police to a home where a woman allegedly had 50 purebred cats. Some of them sick and malnourished, Emily Valdez reports.
Irvine police say some of the cats were sick, some malnourished, some living in cages inside two rooms at a woman's home in Irvine.
So these are unique cats.
Kyle Oldorp is with Irvine police.
They are British shorthair cats and ragdoll cats. So they're definitely very unique in appearance. And she was selling these cats for up to $1,000. So definitely unique looking and sought after.
He says the woman voluntarily signed the cats over to animal services and they were taken to the shelter. Eventually, they hope they will be put up for adoption.
We're currently trying to figure out the health of all of these animals. So at that point, that's when we will determine if charges do need to be filed, whether it's neglect or animal cruelty. We're working very closely with our partners from the Orange County District Attorney's Office to figure out what charges, if any, will be filed.
Under Irvine Municipal Code, people are only allowed to have three dogs or three cats.
When the cats are available for adoption, by the way, it's going to be posted on the Irvine Animal Shelter website. A man from Van Nuys has been arrested in the hit-run killing of Leda Medina in North Hollywood. Oleg Bokharov was picked up last night, being held on $30,000 bail. The young woman was killed Friday night crossing the street at Victory and Beck and died at the hospital. Leda and her husband were in the middle of making plans for their one-year anniversary. Toxic levels of lead have been found in tap water in South L.A. New study says the water in Watts could mean serious health risks caused by the city's neglect of infrastructure, especially in public housing developments in the neighborhood. And researchers say any level of lead is unsafe, but water samples there showed levels so high they warrant emergency action. The CDC says exposure in children can lead to brain and nervous system damage, learning, hearing, and speech problems, and slower growth and development. Other areas in South LA also reporting higher pollution levels, including Commerce, Linwood, and Compton. LA city officials highlighting the urgent measures put in place to make sure kids get to and from school safely. Karen Adams has more.
The safety improvements include installing more than 250 speed bumps near 92 schools and setting up school slow zones with reduced 15-mile-an-hour speed limits on streets around 190 LAUSD campuses, including here around Van Nuys Elementary. Also, there are more than 500 crossing guards working to keep kids safe. LA.GM Laura Rubio Cornejo talks about the new improvements.
These improvements mark the most significant school traffic safety program ever pursued in Los Angeles, serving thousands of students each and every day. Each of these treatments help prevent the kind of unsafe driving behavior that puts children at risk. Locations were prioritized based on where speeding is to be a known issue and where children most frequently use walking as a mode to get to school.
This comes after a mother was killed and her daughter seriously hurt last year in a crosswalk on the way to school in Hancock Park.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Federal judge has taken a tour of the West L.A. Veterans Administration campus, part of a lawsuit that accuses the VA of not providing enough permanent housing for homeless vets. It was filed by advocates who say the VA has not lived up to a 2015 settlement agreement. Only 233 out of 1,200 planned housing units have been completed. The groups also say the VA has not provided enough mental health care and job training. VA says it is making adequate progress and it's committed to getting the job done. This awful story. A California woman went missing after reportedly checking out of a hospital against medical advice. This happened in the Sacramento area last year, and the family mounted a frantic search to try to find her. But it turned out that Jessie Peterson was not missing. She had never left the hospital. Her body was found in cold storage several months later. And now the family is suing Mercy San Juan Medical Center. They're asking for $25 million and punitive damages for outrageous and inexcusable negligence. The hospital hasn't commented yet. An emotional speech from the parents of an Israeli hostage in Gaza. That's happening at the Democratic National Convention. That's all coming up as nonstop news at 5 continues.
The Democratic National Convention.
On KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And here we are at night three. It is exactly 1 month since President Biden dropped out of the race. Just 1 month. Tonight's headline speaker is Tim Walz, who Kamala Harris chose to be her running mate. John Legend is expected to perform a medley of Prince songs before the Minnesota governor takes the stage. Also going to hear from Nancy Pelosi and former President Bill Clinton. Doug Sovereign covering the DNC for CBS News. He joins us live. Thank you so much for being here, Doug.
Yeah, good to be with you again.
How is the excitement level tonight compared to last night? You had some heavy hitters taking the stage with Michelle and then Barack Obama. Is the excitement at about the same level tonight?
No, I would say so far it's not. It's been a more subdued evening. You haven't had a speaker of that caliber or firepower. And as you mentioned, an emotional speech just a little while ago. by the parents of a hostage from Oakland originally, a Jewish American who's being held in Gaza still. It was pretty powerful. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people in this party, and certainly from the left part of this party, are very much against the policy of the Biden administration on Gaza and Israel. And there's been there's a small but vocal minority who've been pressuring Kamala Harris to, you know, stop sending weapons and aid to Israel. I wondered if there might be any chanting or protest, but no. When these parents started speaking, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, everyone was completely. It was emotional. It was intense. People started chanting, "Bring them home," and their message was heard loud and clear. That, you know, they gave the message that really is the policy of this administration, which is they need to have a ceasefire and they need to bring all the hostages home. And I think it was a message that was extremely well received in the hall, and I would think probably nationally by the TV audience watching as well.
And you know what? We are going to bring you part of that speech coming up here in just a couple of minutes on Nonstop News at 5. Let me ask you something a little bit lighter than that. CNN was reporting earlier this afternoon that a special surprise guest is going to be speaking tonight. Somebody by the name of Chex Noakes, Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that's happening. We actually knew about it and were sworn to secrecy, but both CNN and MSNBC broke that embargo, so I guess the word is out. Yeah, she's going to speak, and she gets the longest slot of the night. She's going to speak for 15 minutes, which is as long as Tim Walz. She's getting more time than Bill Clinton, who's only going about 12 minutes. So they're giving Oprah Winfrey a prime slot, a long slot. I mean, she's going to be in the Michelle Obama slot, and then Tim Walz would be in the Bill the Barack Obama slot if you compare it to last night. So that's going to be obviously a lot of star power in that last section of the evening. And they're hoping, you know, the thing is most people won't know she's speaking, so they're not going to get a tune-in audience. But those who are watching are going to get to see Oprah Winfrey.
You mentioned Bill Clinton getting 12 minutes. What's the over-under on Bill Clinton sticking to that 12 minutes?
Well, I would actually say he will, because we all know Bill Clinton is capable of going on for an hour and a half.
Quite some time.
This is not his convention. I've been at some of those conventions. This is not his convention, and they're reading off the teleprompter. I don't think Bill Clinton is likely to go too much off script. Then he may get interrupted for applause. He might ad-lib a little bit, which he's certainly capable of doing. But I think given that this is not his convention and he's been a more disciplined guy in his older age, he'll probably do what he's being told to do here.
All right. Thanks so much, Doug Sarvern, covering the DNC for CBS News. Thank you for being here today.
Great to be with you.
Nonstop News at 5 rolls on. The federal tax case against Hunter Biden moving to trial in downtown L.A. During a status hearing this morning, attorneys indicated that jurors may hear inflammatory details about Hunter Biden's life. He is facing charges of failing to pay nearly $1.5 million in taxes. Now, he has said he was in the grip of drug addiction at the time and has since paid that bill. As lawyers say, this case is only being brought in response to political pressure. Prosecutors say he spent millions on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his taxes. The trial is set for next month. Union workers in California backing a proposed ban on so-called captive audience meetings. That's where employers punish workers for not attending mandatory political or religious meetings or meetings where they try to convince employees not to unionize. But business groups say this ban is too broad and infringes on First Amendment rights. They also say the bill is not necessary because California already has strong laws on the books protecting union rights. Now, Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, bragged about his state's ban on captive audience meetings at a rally in L.A. that was held last week. Back now to the Democratic convention, and as Doug Sarvern was telling us a couple of minutes ago, you could hear a pin drop in the last hours. The parents of a young American Israeli man held hostage by Hamas in Gaza spoke to the convention. John Polin and his wife, Rachel Goldberg Polin, talking about their son, Hirsch.
On October 7th, Hirsch and his best friend, Honor, went to a music festival in the south of Israel. It was advertised as celebrating peace, love, and unity. They also went to celebrate Hirsch's 23rd birthday. As rockets began to fall, Hirsch, Honor, and 27 other young festival goers took refuge in a 5-foot by 8-foot bomb shelter. Terrorists began to throw grenades into the shelter. Aner stood in the doorway and repelled 7 of those grenades before the 8th one killed him. all together at the Nova Music Festival, 367 young music lovers were killed. Hirsch's left forearm, his dominant arm, was blown off before he was loaded onto a pickup truck and stolen from his life and me and John into Gaza. And that was 320 days ago.
This is a political convention, but needing our only son and all of the cherished hostages home is not a political issue. It is a humanitarian issue. The families of the American Aid hostages meet every few weeks in Washington. We're heartened that both Democratic and Republican leaders demonstrate their bipartisan support for our hostages being released. We've met with President Biden and Vice President Harris numerous times at the White House. They're both working tirelessly for a hostage and ceasefire deal that will bring our precious children, mothers, fathers, spouses, grandparents, and grandchildren home, and will stop the despair in Gaza. There is a surplus of agony on all sides of the tragic conflict in the Middle East. In a competition of pain, there are no winners. In an inflamed Middle East, we know the one thing that can most immediately release pressure and bring calm to the entire region: a deal that brings this diverse group of 109 hostages home and ends the suffering of the innocent civilians in Gaza. The time is now.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
Bring them home.
Very powerful there. The parents of a hostage being held by Hamas speaking at the Democratic Convention.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsor.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.